From NPR News, this is Day to Day, and it's day two of the General Motors strike. Many people are wondering just what effects will be on other industries. Here now is Marketplace's Steve Tripoli. And Steve, in this case, the workers want to hang on to everything that they have and a generous benefit package. And, well, GM is saying we can't do that in this modern age. We need to streamline and be competitive.
And you don't have to be an auto worker to have heard those arguments back and forth, have you, Kenya, Madeline? But, you know, the unifying theme here, and this is not just about auto workers, is that this is about coping with globalization and its competitive challenges. And that's where other workers should be interested in knowing what goes on here, because, you know, the workers want to keep what they have, but the companies are saying, yeah, but that was then and this is now.
Mm. And so other workers also feeling these anxieties about globalization, competing with other countries and with lower wages and benefits?
Right. And, you know, they don't have to worry maybe as much as they might think. It isn't a dollar-for-dollar challenge. Here's what the labor expert Gary Chasen from Clark University in Massachusetts told me this morning about the stakes and the possible compromises in the GM strike.
The problem is that promises made in the past by the bargaining parties cannot be lived up to in the present time. And there has to be some type of a retreat and moderation. But it doesn't have to be a moderation where workers are lowly paid and cannot afford the lifestyle which they aspire to.
So how do we get there? How do workers give something back without taking a big hit on their standard of living?
Well, you know, let's remember, first of all, that whether you're an auto worker or not, these problems don't just belong to the workers. In GM's case, Gary Chasen says, sure, those big so-called legacy costs that GM has for pensions and health insurance need changing. But those labor costs wouldn't be such a big drag on today's GM if the company hadn't been napping on the competitive front. I mean, they've been napping on gas guzzlers on the one hand and hybrids on the other, for instance. They've got to get better and faster on answering those competitive challenges, and that's where the managers in these companies need to get moving.
So whatever happens with GM, what will that mean for other industries?
Well, there's probably no direct impact. Automakers have unique challenges from airlines or steel workers or steel makers or whoever. But indirectly, very much, I think there's an impact. But where this strike does say a lot about where other American workers are heading is in how GM and the auto workers deal with the two problems they have in common with other industries, costs and competition.
And what are we seeing there?
Well, the workers at GM already made a very large concession by tentatively agreeing to take over worker and retiree health care costs. GM offloads a huge amount of cost and risk in the future with that move if it sticks. Now the workers want some job guarantees in return, and again, they bring something to that bargain because they have world-class productivity to offer. So if workers give what they've been giving and companies get more nimble about competition, there is middle ground. Will that be easy? No, but can both sides come away with much of what they want? The answer to that question is quite possibly yes, if both sides are smart about it.
Thank you, Steve. Always smart. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, so you've got a conscience, you've decided it's time to hop on the green bandwagon. Well, guess what? Marketers have noticed. The stories from American Public Media.
Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.